Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Greg Mulevey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Carraway. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pat Carraway. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam Rice. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maines. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Harris. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Fisher. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Carl Fisher. And now, play ball. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr strikes out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a pop-up towards the mound. Fisher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a pop-up towards short. Mulevey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maines. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jolly tags and moves to third. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Mulevey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulevey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jolly scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate takes first base on ball four. Mulevey moves to second. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulevey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Fisher, and towards Meyer, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Watwood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher takes first base on ball 4. Spencer moves to second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jolly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Cecil strikes out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malivi takes first base on ball 4. Jolly moves to second. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tate hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jolly scores. Malivi moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway is 0 for 1 in the game. Carraway is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 1 in the game. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carraway fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Manish moves to third. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Manish tags and scores. Cronin tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood, who is chasing the ball. QL reaches third base with a triple. Cronin scores. It's White Sox, 2, Senators, 2. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-1 in the game. Bluge hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Bluge reaches second base with a double. QL scores. It's 3-2, Senators. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cecil fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Whatwood hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kerr. The throw from Spencer and he is safe. Kerr steals second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kerr moves to third. Ad Liska now pitching. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Kerr scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 3, Senators, 3. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Liska fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice bunts towards third. Cecil fields it and throws to first for the out. Meyer moves to second. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cronin is walked intentionally. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Meyer moves to third. Cronin moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Caraway covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. the White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Malivi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bludge hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Bludge reaches second base with a double. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sissel fields it and has Bludge trapped. There's the throw to Kerr, who tags Bludge for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ad Liska is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liska bunts towards third. Sissel fields it and throws to first for the out. Spencer moves to second. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway is 0 for 2 in the game. Caraway hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. Caraway reaches second base with a double. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Caraway scores. Kerr moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 3 in the game. Whatwood bunts towards the mound. Liska fields it and throws to first for the out. Kerr moves to third. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fothergill for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Liska fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caraway fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cronin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Manish moves to third. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Harris is walked intentionally. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Manish scores. Cronin moves to third. Two outs. It's White Sox, 4, Senators, 4. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Bluge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cronin scores. QL moves to second. It's 5-4, Senators. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-3 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Mulevey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulevey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mulevey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Liska fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 4. The Senators will come to bat. Ad Liska is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liska is 0-for-0 in the game. Liska strikes out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caraway fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Meyer. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Meyer steals second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mainisch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam West now playing center field. Sam Rice now playing right field. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds pinch hits for Pat Caraway. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-3 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kerr moves to second. General Crowder now pitching. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fothergill strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.